You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
This week I spoke to Andrew Little about his visit last week to Gallipoli to commemorate Anzac Day and the recent announcement of further New Zealand support for Ukraine. I started by asking how he found the memorial service this year.
It's a very special privilege to be able to go and represent the government there and be there. Gallipoli is a very special place for New Zealanders, for Australians, for Turks actually, and for other countries who were there. The occasion is you end up doing a number of services for the various countries whose soldiers fell there. For New Zealand, obviously, there's the dawn service on Anzac Day itself, which you do just as the sun is rising over Anzac Cove, which is the place where the New Zealanders landed. And then there's later a service at Chanakpia, which is one of the small battlegrounds that New Zealand soldiers fought in. And actually took the area for a while. And you just know when you're there, you know that there are still New Zealand soldiers who fell there, whose remains are still there, so you're conscious of that. So it always feels very special to be there, and it was just a very special time.
Was it your first time travelling to Turkey for the event? And how do you feel Anzac Day has changed over the past while?
It wasn't my first time to Gallipoli. I went at the centenary in 2015. I was the leader of the opposition then, and government had invited me to go up to be part of the observances then. The difference at that time was I had a very short amount of time at Gallipoli on that occasion. Didn't really have a chance to have a look around. This time I was up there for about 3 days, and although the services ran over 2 days, I had a day where I did actually have an opportunity to look around with the help of a historian, a New Zealand historian, who sort of took me through some of the key sites on the peninsula. So that was really helpful in terms of understanding and just getting a feel for that stretch of land. In terms of Anzac Day, I think it's an important observance. I think Anzac, those events around World War One, when a lot of New Zealanders they travelled to literally the other side of the world, not really knowing what they were going for or what they were getting into, but when there, then forged, you know, friendships and alliances, particularly with Australians, and hence the Anzacs, that have become defining of, or at least a definitive part of our history and defining of our New Zealand character. So, and when, you know, being up there this year with other Kiwis, and particularly in one of the events we had was the rededication of an area known as the Māori Pā, just a little patch of land, which is where the first contingent of Māori soldiers located themselves, and it became an area of sort of respite for a lot of Māori soldiers and other divisions who went there because they had the camaraderie of their fellow Māori soldiers. And being there with them, with a party of descendants of the soldiers there, you know, they very much felt and reflected the wairua of that area. That was so that was a special thing as well. I just think we are reflecting, I think, in a healthy way about those events. It is every nation, we want to have our kind of sense of identity. For New Zealand, the thing that distinguishes us to the rest of the world is our Māori tanga. And I think we're getting better at embracing that as we observe these important historical events.
I think we'll move on to your meeting in Germany with other international leaders to discuss commitments to Ukraine. We have currently 440 personnel there, 279 involved in training, and you've just announced we'll extend the deployment of 95 of those personnel and adding an additional 2 personnel. What work are these Defence Force personnel engaged in over there?
So most of them are involved in training Ukrainian soldiers at a UK military camp called Nook. It's on the Salisbury Plains. So that's so most. So that 90, we have 95 positions there. So 95 personnel. They tend to go up there for 6 months at a time. So by extending the mission for another year, we're effectively saying we're committing to more rotations of people. So they're training the Ukraine soldiers and basic infantry. Sort of tactics and manoeuvres and conduct. We had, At the very beginning of the conflict, we had a group doing logistics. They were based out of Poland, and they were basically moving people and equipment and what have you, mainly from Germany into Poland, ready to go into Ukraine. We've now got these two other roles that we're working alongside the Americans with. They are training Ukrainians in what they call space domain awareness, and that's just using satellites and using technology to understand what's happening in the air, and particularly in the upper sort of atmosphere, to know what's going on. So that's another important contribution.
This announcement also included the news that our open source intelligence contributions to Ukraine will be wound down. What does this work entail, and why the decision to wind down now?
So that open source intelligence is just going to publicly available sources, a lot on the internet, but also what happens in newspapers and broadcast material and what have you, just to keep a track of what information is coming out, what's going out, and being able to analyse that and assemble it and provide it to decision makers wherever. We made that contribution initially. It's not needed anymore, so that's open source intelligence is a function that other intelligence services can pick up pretty easily, pretty quickly. Now that kind of systems are established, that work will be taken over by either Ukrainians or others in Europe. It won't need our assistance anymore.
I think finally I'll close off on why do you think supporting Ukraine is important for New Zealand to do?
The whole conflict and Russia's invasion of Ukraine is the most serious breach of international law you could imagine. A nation like Russia invading a peaceful neighbour that posed no threat to it at all just would not happen. For a small country like New Zealand, we get to survive in the world because of a robust acceptance of and the institutions around international law, the international rule of law. When that breaks down, we've got to be worried. And so when we see breaches of it, we have a moral duty, in my view, to step up and do our bit and support others to stand up for that international rule of law. So that's why we're there. There is a moral underpinning to it, and it's about making sure that the world that we are in and that we operate in and that New Zealand citizens get to travel in and work in is a world in which there are rules and that they are honoured and upheld.
That was Andrew Little on Anzac Day in Gallipoli and further support for Ukraine.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.